It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Great Big Robot is going to land on Mars this weekend. It's got laser cameras and everything. I'm sorry, I know it's public radio, and I should have some highly intellectual or even poetic introduction here instead. But come on, big, huge Mars robot with lasers. The Curiosity is the latest in the line of Mars rovers, and it's set to land on the Red Planet on Sunday. It's the heaviest rover ever, 2,000 pounds, and Roger Weens of NASA's Mars Science Laboratory says it's big enough to hold plenty of equipment.
We have ChemCam, which is the instrument that I'm in charge of. It fires a laser out at samples or either rocks or soils on the surface, and with that laser beam, it can determine the chemical composition of small spots of samples, and then we also take some pictures. Then there are instruments on the arm. That arm can actually drop samples into two other instruments that sit inside the rover. One does mineralogy, the other does a complicated chemistry of the samples, including organic materials if they exist.
There's also a weather station and instruments to monitor radiation and hydrogen. Besides being bigger than previous rovers, Curiosity is a big step forward in technology, says Weens.
The cameras are using true color cameras like you have in your own camera. There's the highest resolution images that we've seen from Mars yet. The laser will pump the energy of a million light bulbs into the spot the size of a pin for a 5 billionths of a second, and that's how our instrument works to determine compositions. It produces a flash on the surface of Mars.
Weens is part of a large team of engineers that will operate the rover from Pasadena, California. That's on Earth, each person operating a different instrument. The rover also travels around on its own. Traffic isn't much of a concern.
The rover operates autonomously for its daytime. We get the data back at the end of the day on Mars, and we start deciphering that and then planning the operations for the next day.
What does it feel like to know that in a couple of days, you are going to be able to operate a laser camera on a vehicle driving around Mars? What's that feel like for you?
Oh, I it hasn't hit me yet.
You can watch the rover land on Mars this Sunday night. It'll be lowered down on ropes from a hovering retro rocket vehicle. Then the ropes will be cut and rover's ready to go. That'll happen at 10:30 Pacific, 1:30 a.m. Eastern. Many museums are holding viewing parties. Times Square in New York is showing it live. You can also see it live by going to nasa.gov. You often hear us present
Tech Report Theater.
Today, we take you to sort of an experimental production. Video producer Joe Plummer has posted videos of professional actors acting out restaurant reviews from Yelp.com as dramatic monologues. Here's Therese Plummer in the role of Indian food reviewer. She speaks to the chef.
You go, sir. The tandoori prawns were cooked beautifully, seasoned to perfection, and tore through me with the awesome fury of the horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yummy. Here, actor Chris Kopiniak relates the experience of complimenting a restaurant manager on the quality of the food, but the manager isn't even nice about the compliment.
I don't think I'm going to eat there anymore. Because if the manager isn't nice, then what does that say about the business you're running? The people in it.
Over the top? A bit, but it does capture the melodramatic tone of people who go on Yelp to review the food they ate. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.